The Palestinian Authority says it reached an agreement with armed Palestinian factions today. The deal would continue the recent period of calm until the end of the year, providing that Israel meets certain demands. After talks in Cairo, the groups issued a statement saying the calm would continue if Israel refrains from attacks and agrees to release Palestinian prisoners. Israel called that agreement a positive first step, but wants Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to disarm the militant factions, not negotiate with them. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. And Peter, what can you tell us about the length and scope of this agreement among the Palestinians?
Well, according to the joint statement they released, it's supposed to cover the year 2005, but it is a continuation of the recent period of calm, not a formal ceasefire, and it is conditional. It depends, in other words, on Israel refraining from attacks against Palestinians, also on the release of Palestinian prisoners, and there may well be other demands coming down the road pertaining to settlements and other things. One Hamas official said essentially the same thing as the joint statement, but with a negative construction. In other words, the calm won't last beyond the end of the year if Israel doesn't meet these Palestinian demands. In any event, if this quiet can last through the end of the year, it would be the longest pause in violence in years here.
On the other side, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon spoke with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak about this agreement. He called it a positive first step. But this is a lot less than what Israel is demanding from Mahmoud Abbas. What other Israeli reactions are you hearing today?
Well, from Mr. Sharon himself, he went on to say that this is only an interim step. The factions such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad must be disarmed, not negotiated with. That was essentially echoed by Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom, who doesn't believe those who argue that the Palestinian security forces simply aren't ready yet to take on Hamas and the other factions. In general, the Israeli military believes that these lulls are used by Hamas and Islamic Jihad and other factions to rearm and plan new attacks. That, in turn, brings some of the focus here back to Egypt, which has indicated a willingness to do more to prevent arms from being smuggled into the Gaza Strip from Egypt. But in the bottom line for the Sharon government, extending this quiet period is a big plus for them in terms of allowing Mr. Sharon to focus on removing Jewish settlements from Gaza and the northern West Bank this summer, something that he's already getting a lot of heat from at home.
Now, the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, or Abu Mazen, as he's called, has made clear that he is not interested in disarming any of the Palestinian factions right now. But even so, this agreement is less than he had hoped for. Where does it leave him politically?
Well, still in business, which is a good thing, but not in as commanding a position as he might like to be. He was pushing for something stronger, more that would look more like a formal ceasefire. He did not get it. During these talks in Cairo, there were a number of reports that Hamas and Islamic Jihad were refusing to declare the armed struggle over, and that jailed Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti had been weighing in again from his prison cell, encouraging that position by the militants, saying that the threat of a return to the armed intifada should be used to press Israel to meet these Palestinian demands. Now, Mr. Abbas's aides say the bottom line is this is a long road. The Palestinians only just got control of Gaza and Jericho back, some more cities perhaps to follow. They have to reorganize the security forces, not to mention this ongoing transition from the rule of Yasser Arafat's generation to a younger generation. They say this agreement makes it possible for Mr. Abbas to keep taking the steps he needs to take. It's not clear how many more he will be allowed to take, and in essence, further violence could derail everything again.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Jerusalem.